Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're
as of this hour, we know of 34 U.S. service members injured, 3 service members killed in the Iran-backed attack on our own troops. Folks, this is as real as it gets. And we're going to talk about it here this morning, of course, because what a terrible, terrible thing has happened. And as we go live here on this Monday morning edition, we're certainly going to bring you up to date and everything that we know so far. And then we're also going to take a look at what some of the responses may be and what may happen here maybe very quickly over the next 48 to 72 hours or so as we watch what the Biden administration may do and what some of their options are. Folks, welcome to the program, though. It is the Monday edition. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you. A great pleasure to be with you. We hope that you had a great weekend, of course, and we're looking forward to a great week of broadcasting here on the program. But certainly this is a very, very serious issue that's happening. Typically, we might start off with something about the border, which, of course, also very, very much in the news, especially with the standoff between Texas and the federal government. And we will unpack some of that on the program this morning as well. But we're going to start off, of course, with what's happening with our troops. But before we do that, don't forget, folks, the telephone number, if you'd like to opine on the program this morning, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. You can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's my home website if you would like to send us a direct message this morning as well. And I know that there's going to be a lot to talk about regarding what happened in Jordan. And certainly we want to start right off with that this morning. This from Fox News, Iran-backed militia, injured some 34 U.S. service members. We understand 8 have been evacuated from Jordan. Some of these injuries include a traumatic brain injury. The list had been growing over the day. And again, very, very grisly numbers here. But also, of course, you have the fatalities as well. And as the Fox News reports at this hour, the number of injured continues to climb after Iran-backed militias killed 3 U.S. service members, injured dozens more in an overnight attack on a military base in northeast Jordan. By late Sunday, the number of injured had climbed to 34 service members, as we were just mentioning, and this included 8 personnel that had been evacuated from Jordan because they needed higher-level care. Fox News is told all service members are being fully evacuated for follow-on care. The number of injured was expected to fluctuate. The injuries mostly include, as I mentioned, traumatic brain injury, though the number of cases will likely go up as symptoms can take time to develop. Now, where is this base and what is it called? Well, we understand that this is called Tower 22. And according to Reuters, Tower 22 has a very strategically important location in Jordan. It's at the northeastern part where the country borders meet Syria and Iraq. And, of course, as you know, many of our own service members, of course, have come under attack, over 159 last I heard, in Syria and in the region in general. And I heard it described earlier today that there's no reason to think there won't be another 159 attacks that go on. But, of course, this happened in Jordan, but there at that point where it does border Syria and Iraq. Now, again, according to the reports, publicly known about this base, but it includes logistics support, and there are about 350 U.S. Army and Air Force troops there at the base. Tower 22 is near Al-Taf Garrison, which is located across the border in Syria and which houses a small number of U.S. troops. Tanf had been key in the fight against the Islamic State and has assured and has assumed a role as part of a U.S. strategy to contain Iran's military buildup in eastern Syria. Tower 22 is located close enough to U.S. troops at Tanf that it could potentially help support them while also potentially countering Iran-backed militants in the area and allowing troops to keep an eye on remnants of the Islamic State in the region. So one of the most important aspects, though, of this right now, following this attack, is what happens next. Now, you have senators already calling to bomb Iran proper. You have, of course, from the Pentagon and Central Command, they are going to have already in place plans to go in and take out various target packages. And I think that this is a very different, at least it feels much different, than, say, going after the Houthis. And we've had some fun here on the program talking about the lack of response against the Houthis. And I think, again, that's because it's restrained from the administration, not from the military, who have given the order to stop the Houthis in their tracks, no doubt could do that in very short order. But what we're seeing here, though, of course, is a very significant escalation of the attacks on U.S. troops, and the response that will come from this certainly has to be a major response. I think there's no doubt about that. It must be major. It also has to send a very direct and fast message, and I think this is where the time is of the essence kicks in here. And that's why I was saying they have target packages, they have plans that are constantly in motion and in review for things of this nature. And so what the Biden administration has to do now, in all seriousness, the Biden administration has to be able to respond quickly and cause enough pain in order to, again, send that very, very important message. And when we come back from the break, everybody, we'll talk more about this. We'll have some more information about it. But first and foremost, though, of course, our condolences to those who lost their lives, to their loved ones, to their families. And we, of course, will keep in our prayers all those service members who were injured in this attack. This is no small matter. And, of course, again, we will keep them in our prayers. Folks, we will come right back here on the program. Kyle Warren with you, Monday edition. Stay right there.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Senator Tom Cotton is saying on Sunday, basically, that the United States basically left our troops, actually President Biden in particular, he's talking about, he left our troops as sitting ducks, he said. I said Republican Senator Tom Cotton, this from Reuters. The only answer to these attacks must be devastating military reaction against Iran's terrorist forces, both in Iran and across the Middle East, end quote. Folks, welcome back to the program. Of course, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you here on this Monday edition of the program. And I really do wish it was under a different circumstances this morning, of course. But we are talking about this attack, this drone attack that happened in Jordan against our service members, 34 at least we know, that have been injured. 8 have been evacuated so far, we understand, and of course, 3 fatalities. One of the things that I think we need to point out is that, again, this is an attack, certainly an act of war, but an attack upon service, U.S. service personnel in their barracks, basically, in a base. This was not in some way, shape, or form in a war footing or a war action, you know, where they're meeting on the battlefield or engaging the enemy in some way. This is bombing people in their barracks. And we recall back in the early 1980s in Lebanon with the Marine barracks bombing that killed over 200, if I recall correctly, Marines at that time. That was back during the Reagan years, of course. But terrorism nonetheless, but also, of course, all-out act of war, in my opinion. Yes, it's more terrorism than war, but at this point, do you think the Iranian mullahs have any kind of difference in their minds about this kind of thing. So I think that, you know, I don't want to get into a semantical difference on this, because what's happening, and also as a result of this, you know, I think it depends on who you talk to or whose opinion you get on this. But the idea, and by the way, in hour number three, we'll be talking with Denise Simon this morning. And she and I have been talking about basically a de facto state of war that has been existing for some time now, and certainly since October 7th, even just to put it in the most recent of times. Because we're hitting the Houthis are hitting us, or hitting our ships, or trying to hit the U.S. Navy, hitting ships that are U.S.-owned or that are under the protection of the United States Navy. So basically, doesn't that sound like being at war to you? I mean, and I'm not trying to be flip, because, again, this is exactly the mentality that exists, I believe, within the mullahs, within the Iran terrorist groups. The media will call them militias, but they are in fact terrorist groups. And so I think that there is a de facto state of war. And I'm not trying to split hairs here. I'm not trying to soften it in that regard, only insofar as that this is not resembling what we typically would think of as a war, but it is a war nonetheless. And certainly, and by the way, before we get into some of these other notions of response, like Senator Tom Cotton was talking about, because I think it's important, especially what he said was incredibly important, because it does bear so much on what should happen or what will happen in the next 24 to 48 to 72 hours, basically. That is the time period, really, that I think the Biden administration needs to be able to act on this. They could act in the next 5 minutes, obviously. But again, the idea is that they have to – the Biden administration has so many political factors that are driving it. And I really do think that it – talk about total discombobulation right now at the White House, I think, would be an understatement. They are afraid of their own shadow on many of these things having to do with Israel, the operation in Gaza, and certainly even going after the Houthis, because of how they feel that is going to play in terms of the electoral consequences, or the campaign consequences that they'll have. You'll notice the president is being interrupted much more nowadays with hecklers and so forth. This is beginning to be a big wear on them, is because where the so-called Arab community vote may be, or the Middle Eastern community vote, and the perception thereof. So this has turned up the heat, and it has made things entirely more difficult for the Biden White House to respond, I think. What I think they should do is obviously to respond. But again, before we talk about that in particular, there are other things that can be done too, in concert with. I'm not saying in place of, but I'm saying in concert with. You may recall the Stuxnet virus that helped to turn back their nuclear program and so forth. Well, something along those lines, where you're able to just absolutely mess with and try to, here's this word again, discombobulate entirely their ability for logistical support or things like that. In other words, you know, just a full frontal assault, basically, on Iran. Now, let's get back to what Senator Tom Cotton was saying. Senator Tom Cotton says the only answer to these attacks must be devastating military retaliation against Iran's terrorist forces. Absolutely. Then he says this, both in Iran and across the Middle East, unquote. And where I don't fundamentally disagree with what Senator Cotton is talking about, he raises this specter. This specter would be whether or not you go into Iran proper and you begin hitting them in other words, for lack of a better term, mainland Iran targets, basically. And you go in there and you start getting oil wells or you start doing other kinds of stuff like that. And is that the way to go, or do you begin to devastate the ability of these forces that actually attacked Tower 22, basically? Do you start there and work your way out and kind of see where that goes, again, over the next several days? I'm not talking well into the future. I'm talking just in the first several days here. Because obviously it would become escalatory, and whereas I'm not afraid of that in the grand sense, but it does sort of kick in other aspects to this too, because you'd have to then go, the president can act right now, I think, under the War Powers Act to respond and so forth, but at some point he's going to have to go to Congress, and going into Iran proper, I think, makes going to Congress in the very, very near term a much bigger responsibility to do. And but again, now I think he would have start to get some support across the board for this kind of thing. And it pains me to say that we would have to come to something like this. But I'm telling you, the trying to hit the United States like this, our forces with impunity, is also the exact wrong message to send. And I heard it described like this earlier, and I did think that it made a lot of sense. And obviously, we don't want our troops to be sitting ducks. That's something else Senator Cotton was talking about. We don't want our troops to be sitting ducks. And at the same time, though, we also provide all kinds of assistance to Jordan. That is for sure. And at the same time, we're also trying to make sure that we don't allow these forces to be able to really gain the kinds of footholds that they want to do or that they want to have in the region. But there's also something else. We're just going to head out to the break here in just a few moments. But when we come back, I'll focus a little bit more on this as well. But the idea that once we start hitting Iran, which I do think is starting to become more in the offing as a result of something like this, and we will see, obviously. But if that were to be the case, then I think that we have bad actors in this country and in Europe and within our interests and our allies and their interests that we would have to be, I would hate to say, and this isn't the deterrent I think that Iran believes that it is, but we would have to be prepared to tighten down security even greater here because they would look to do other kinds of asymmetrical attacks, terrorist attacks in this country and so forth. But this cannot go unanswered. There's no doubt about that. And that's what presidents have to deal with, whether they're Republican or Democrat. This shouldn't be a political thing. We're talking about our service people. Stay right there. We are coming right back, folks. Kyle Warren with you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
News update.
Give me his president.
The emergency authorities shut down the border until it could get back under control. If that bill were the law today, I'd shut down the border right now and fix it quickly.
You're listening to President Biden on the campaign trail in South Carolina ahead of the Democrat primary, which is coming up on Saturday, February 3rd. He's urging Congress to pass the Senate's bipartisan immigration bill, but it's tied to Ukraine funding.
Folks, the bottom line is our economy has grown more in the last 6 months than it ever did in any point in Trump's entire 4 years in office.
Now, the president claims Bidenomics is working, but a new Pew Research poll finds 72% of Americans worried about soaring food prices, others worried about the cost of a home.
I was the guy who sent every one of you those $1,400 checks.
Wife Jill Biden campaigning in Columbia, South Carolina as well. Laura Winters, USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Monday edition, folks, continues on. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning, of course. Don't forget, our telephone number is 949-822-7959. That number again, 949-822-7959. Operators are standing by. And, folks, again, we're getting off to a start here this morning, talking about a very serious thing, obviously, with what's happening, what has happened in Jordan and the aftermath of this. And we'll spend a little bit more time on it here. And then, of course, we want to tell you about some of the other political news and other things happening today. But this is a big deal because, obviously, what the president does next as commander-in-chief is going to perhaps begin to show us a little bit of a roadmap of what the future might look like. So we're definitely going to be monitoring this and watching this very closely. I do want to say this, though. Okay, we do have a couple of other quotes to tell you about in this. And, of course, you've got we heard from Senator Tom Cotton, of course, about this. But others are talking about the idea of hitting these targets inside Iran proper. I think there's, I want to say Lindsey Graham, I should recall seeing his quote earlier about that. But basically, you've got, again, this notion of, do you go into Iran, not only as to try to take out capabilities, but also as a deterrence against future aggression. And I believe, yes, that was Lindsey Graham, to strike inside Iran as deterrence against future aggression. But here's the thing. Others, of course, are also warning against that. And I do think, but in my opinion, I think this is where it's probably going to go. I think that they're not going to start hitting inside Iran in terms of bombing Iran proper at this point. But I do think the president will likely order some pretty significant strikes against those that actually launched this this drone and begin with that. I think that, in my opinion, I think that's where they will go with this. But it brings up this question about deterrence overall. It brings up this question about this sort of appeasement strategy with Iran. I mean, my goodness gracious me, you know, previous administration had sent the pallets of cash over there and so forth. It seems like we're constantly trying to handle Iran with kid gloves, whereas Iran is never really going to try to join the community of nations. They don't want to. In fact, late last week, we had a story about the idea that Iran's getting ready to pick a new supreme leader because the Ayatollah is 85 years old and is ailing and so forth. And they've even decided that they've eliminated certain candidates. I don't mean eliminated. I mean disqualified. Maybe that's the term I'm looking for. Some candidates to be able to even be considered. I thought to myself, well, this sounds familiar, doesn't it? I mean, that's hitting a little too close to home. But all kidding aside, you know, Iran continues to believe that because the Biden administration is handling it the way that it is, then they feel empowered. They certainly felt empowered enough to fund Hamas and train them and get them ready for the October 7th attacks. They certainly felt empowered enough to hit our troops in their barracks, basically. And so, again, what's going to happen next, I think will be a more or less limited strikes and see where that goes, basically. And of course, it doesn't mean it couldn't escalate. But I just don't know that the Biden administration will begin to bomb Iran proper at this point. And of course, there are all these kinds of considerations. There's no doubt about that. You know, the U.S. is not warlike, you know, contrary to what a lot of detractors might say, and even people that opine about these kinds of things, you know, sending messages or posting things and so forth. I don't think the U.S. is necessarily warlike, but certainly when the war comes to us and to our allies and to the free world, then all bets are off. And I believe that the U.S. will and has to do something. Now, this is going to transfer over into the political realm as well. I mean, it already is. And so we'll hear more from President Trump, for example, along the lines of this would never happen if I had been president and so forth. And whereas we don't know for sure, you know, just to be fair, we don't know for sure. But what we do know, and I think this is so important, and this will bear into the campaign and into what the voters are going to hear and what they're going to be thinking about, especially if we begin really trading these kinds of strikes back and forth. And that is that the deterrence, it's not just deterrence overall, but it is containment, which is part of that. And then there's also some engagement, but the engagement can't be, we are going to bend over backwards to try to get you a nuclear deal. And in fact, we're going to bring in John Kerry, and John Kerry is going to help make this happen. And we're going to, you know, really, really roll up our sleeves and try to make sure that you get this thing. We're going to really, you know, try to, I mean, and this has been going on forever, right? Even with the Obama administration, for goodness sakes. But it's this kind of stuff. But I will say this. In the previous administration, under the Trump administration, I think there was much more widespread agreement amongst the United States and its own allies or the West, basically, but But those in the Middle East states in the Middle East, Saudi Arabia and others, that they understood that the threat that Iran really, really is. And this notion of, for lack of a better expression, containment was at the very least very, very productive. Iran doesn't care how it makes war. It would seem that it only can, and again, we're talking about the Tehran regime. You know, I know for a fact that there are so many people in Iran that do not want to follow the regime, but that's because they have the stranglehold on the people. We know that. So when I talk about Tehran or the Iranian government, I'm talking about the mullahs and the supreme leader, the Ayatollah, and whatever. They're the ones that have these notions and these designs. I don't think they care how they attack the West or Israel, for example, just that they will. So keeping them from getting a nuclear weapon, that's first and foremost, if they don't already have much of the material to do that. But also, of course, their conventional abilities. And I don't think any of this was ever addressed in the much vaunted, you know, celebrated Iran nuclear deal that President Trump, I think, quite rightly dumped out of. Because I think that's not the engagement that I think is going to make things better or make things more secure. Okay? Without some kind of significant fundamental change in Iran, meaning, you know, the people make that change in Iran. The people can rise up if they ever could do that. I understand the terrible circumstances, but what I mean to say is that why do we engage with Iran to try to get them on some path of monitoring for nuclear weapons and this kind of stuff? It's ridiculous. It's on its face is ridiculous. It's very similar to saying we can let 5,000 illegal aliens into the country every day. You know, it's 5,000. Why can't we just agree on 5,000? Yeah, I heard one senator talking about this. They said, no, but that's absurd. That's ridiculous. You know, I know some comedian once said this, and I don't recall who it was, and I wish I did because I would want to give him credit. Some comedian once said, you know, only in America do we try to to put an end to needless death by 50%. You know, it's like, you know, it just sounds so silly. You know, I mean, I understand, you know, that's supposed to be, you know, very well, that's, you know, such a noble goal, but, you know, let's reduce all needless death. Let's get it as close to zero as possible. Not just our goal is to cut it by 50%, that kind of stuff. Obviously, we don't want to just help Iran ever along those lines, unless there was some fundamental change. But in the previous administration, this is my point, in previous administration, right, not only the deterrence was there, but also the containment and the broad agreement, I think, in the Middle East overall that Iran was bad. And doing what overall was happening was a good and right course of action, basically. So, folks, Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there. We are coming right back. Monday edition is here. I hope you're ready because we've got a great song on the other side of this break. Stay tuned.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
My friends, Kyle Warren with you. And we have a lot more to talk about as we make our way through the program this morning. We hope that you're doing well. We're glad that you're up with us bright and early. And I'll tell you what, you know, when you're with us on this program, when you're listening to this program and you are up bright and early, guess what? I think there's an added benefit to that. There's an added benefit time-wise. Because the time just flies by. So, you know, I can't really explain it, and I really have no scientific evidence to back this up. I realize it's purely anecdotal, but I think time does fly when you're having fun and when you're doing something that you love. And if you're along the ride for the ride with us this morning, then I think you're going to be getting ready faster. You know, it's just all going to see. It's all going to go by a little bit faster. You're going to get where you're going faster. Again, no scientific proof whatsoever. I'm just saying. That's all I'm doing. All right. So once again, folks, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you here on this Monday edition. And, you know, this is the part of the program where we take a look at some of our national weather that's happening, just to keep you apprised of that, especially if you might be out there, you might be traveling, for example. But we always start off, and if you're new to the program, in this segment of the program, in hour number one and hour two, we start off with a song to kind of keep you going and kind of rev you up and get you going for the day. Again, very fast in so many ways. This morning, of course, it's Monday morning, so we're going to have our now what we call Country Music Monday. And we've got a couple of great country songs. This one's from Blake Shelton. It's not a rocker, but it's really kind of cool. It's been out for a little while, obviously. This is a song called God's Country. And so I thought, well, you know, as I said, it's not a mover and a shaker. It's not a rocker, but it is kind of cool. Let's listen to it.
Got a deed to the land, but it ain't my ground. This is God's country. We pray for rain, thanking when it's falling, cause it brings a grain and a little bit of money. We put it back in a plate, I guess that's why they call it God's country. I saw the light in a sunrise, sitting back in a 40 on the muddy riverside, getting baptized. Holy water and shine with the dogs running. Saved by the sound of a pin found, Dixie whistled in the wind, that'll get you heaven bound. The devil went down to Georgia, but he didn't stick around. This is God's country. We turn the dirt and work until the week's done. We take a break and break bread on Sunday, then do it all again, cause we're proud to be from God.
Very cool song. Yeah, the devil went down to Georgia, but he didn't stick around. I think that's a great line in the song. Again, Blake Shelton, a song called God's Country. And we came across that one and thought, yeah, this is something that we're going to play for Country Music Monday. Just couldn't be anything else. All right, so once again, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. Let's take a look at some of our national weather here before we climb up to the top of the hour news, where you'll get updated on everything. And, of course, we'll come back in hour number two, and we'll take your telephone calls as well, 949-822-7959. Again, they're after the top of the hour. So for the weather, what we're looking at, this is from the National Weather Service. Heavy snow continues for portions of New England, the northern mid-Atlantic, and Appalachians. A clipper-like system is going to bring rain and snow showers to the Great Lakes, Ohio Valley, and Appalachians Monday to Tuesday. Much above average, mild temperatures for late January for much of the country. And, yeah, you know, here in Southern California, I actually had to go up to an area in Los Angeles today to an outdoor event. And, it was like 80 degrees pretty much. So it definitely has warmed up. For us, that's, not quite as spectacular in terms of changes. But it's been very chilly for a while here, of course, in January. But, of course, for most of the country, it looks like they're going to have those mild temperatures as well. Moisture flowing inland around a low-pressure system moving through the mid-Atlantic today is going to continue to lead to precipitation chances for the Ohio Valley, lower Great Lakes eastward through the Appalachians, mid-Atlantic, and New England. The most impactful weather will be through portions of southern New England, west through the Catskills. Southern tier of New York, northern Pennsylvania, and southward through the Appalachians, where accumulating snow is expected. The snow will likely be heaviest for portions of southern New England and higher elevations of the southern Appalachians, by the way. Generally between 4 and 8 inches, they say, with more moderate totals close to 2 to 4 inches elsewhere. Otherwise, rain showers will be possible for the Ohio Valley and southern mid-Atlantic with a chance of light wintry mix for the lower Great Lakes, with little to no accumulations anticipated. Precipitation should taper off from the southwest to northwest through the day on Monday as the systems move into the Atlantic. Conditions across the rest of the central and eastern U.S. will remain mostly dry. Some light to moderate rain snow showers will drop southeastward from the upper Midwest to the Great Lakes and into the upper Ohio Valley and Appalachians late Monday and into the day on Tuesday with a clipper-like system. Broad upper-level ridging over the west, beginning to shift and expand eastward, will keep high temperatures above average 10 to 20 degrees for most of the country early this week. The great anomalies will be in the northern central plains, where the highs in the 40s and 50s and some even low 60s are upwards of 25 to 30 degrees above average. That's interesting. Highs along the west coast will be quite anomalously warm. Yep, I can tell you that. And 60s for the Pacific Northwest, Northern California, and 70s for Southern California. Highs in both locations may tie or break daily records Monday and Tuesday. Highs will remain cooler than average for portions of the southeast and our friends in Florida as conditions are slower to moderate following a cold front passage this weekend with highs mostly in the 50s and 60s. So there you have it. This is what we're seeing sort of nationally. Next hour, of course, we're going to have a great country song as well. And I think we got a good one, by the way. And also, it may be a little off the beaten path. So you want to tune in and check out this song. As I said, maybe just a little bit off the beaten path from what you typically might hear. But it's really cool though. So you know, take my word for it. It is cool. So folks, we're gonna climb up here to the top of the hour news. And when we come back, we're going to continue talking about the top story, of course, which is the attack and the three deaths of our military service people, along with at least now what we understand is 34 people injured and very seriously, we understand, in many cases. But stay right there, folks, because we are going to come right back. Kyle Warren with you. We have a lot more to talk about as we head into hour number two of the program this morning. So here we are. Hour number one is in the books. And as I said, the time is flying by. Stay right there. We're coming back.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.